Pretend with me that you're working your regular retail job during the holiday season when you're approached by a regular customer, one who likes to talk to you, one who has always seemed very interested in you. Then she makes an unexpected request. Will you accept? Hey, there's my favorite employee. I didn't mean to startle you, sweetie. Oh, it's okay, darling. I thought you might be used to me by now. I have been coming up to you, gently flirting with you for months now. Sure is busy in here today. Oh. You look so scared. I'm sorry, sweetie. How about you be a good boy? Take a couple deep breaths, okay? Good boy. Good girl. I'm so proud of you. Are you willing to let me know what's on your mind? Excuse me? They did what? I'm sorry that happened to you, sweetie. You're such a sweet boy. You don't deserve people being mean to you. Especially for something as ridiculous as a popular item being out of stock during the holiday season. That's just ridiculous. I suppose that it is the time of year for the crazies, right? The holidays are rough for you, aren't they? Oh, sweets. You don't have to be embarrassed. Actually, you know what? Why don't you quit and come home with me? Oh, come on, silly. You know I can afford you. I'm very rich. I would like to be your sugar mama or something like that. Oh, my. Are you flustered? That's adorable. Aw. You already know how cute I find you, don't you, sweetheart? You wouldn't be a burden for me at all. I want to take care of you, darling. It would be an honor to provide for you, to do everything for you. Yes, you cutie. Well, you wouldn't have to be here anymore. Rude customers, the holiday rush, the constant Mariah Carey on the radio. All of that will be things of the past. You can just stay home and be my good boy. So what do you say, cutie pie? Want to do it? Oh, thank heavens. I'm so proud of you. Well, for being brave. Let's get you out of here in such a way that, well, you're not going to come back. Well, who are you? Oh, he's not giving me any trouble at all. Excuse me? How could you say that to him? He's a good boy, and it's a good thing he's quitting today to not have a boss like you. Holy shit! I've been a customer in this establishment for so long and spent thousands of dollars here, and I will no longer shop here after you've been so rude to my good boy. Yeah, he's quitting, and he's coming home with me. Right, baby boy. See? Now, let's get out of here, love. Good boy. Are you okay, sweetheart? I never realized just how terrible you were being treated. You know you don't deserve that kind of treatment from management, right, baby boy? Oh, it's okay, love. I've got you now. You won't have to worry about anything anymore. You're still so shy with me. Oh, it's adorable. We're almost home, sweet cheeks. You'll have everything you want with me. I'll help you forget about the holiday season rush at work and, well, your former job now. I've got plenty of money, sweetheart. I can provide for you for the rest of your life. I promise. You won't have to work another day. No more crazy holiday seasons. December is such a rough month for you. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff anymore. because I'm going to take care of everything for you from now on. I'll even have everyone who hurts you there dealt with. I've plenty of connections that can take care of them. No, not murdered, but they will regret ever daring to be mean to you. Goodness, you're so sweet. I think you're too innocent for this cruel, inhumane world. You deserve so much more, sweetheart. I'm sorry you've had to deal with so much chaos in your life. Oh, here we are. Let's go in and get some food. Come on, baby boy. So, how was your dinner, sweetie? Good. The chefs at the mansion are amazing, aren't they? They didn't talk to you too much, did they? I want you to feel comfy, baby boy. I know you're not always the best socially, so I kind of wanted to make sure that, well, they're not too much for you. Okay. I suppose that's good, because I honestly might be jealous of them talking to you. You're my good boy. And you're so sweet. I think I'm going to love you forever and ever. Darling, I need you to listen to me real quick because this is rather important. I need you to follow some rules. You're going to be my good boy. But to be a good boy, you need to do what I tell you, or there will be punishments. Don't worry about it too much. Well, the punishment would be tying you up in here if you're naughty. Oh, it's okay. I know it sounds scary, but you don't have to worry about it because you're going to be good for me, right? Good. That means you're not going to be punished unless you're bad. Oh, it's okay. You're so sweet. I couldn't even imagine the terror of doing awful things to you. Luckily, we don't have to worry about that because you're going to be so good. Ideally, you shouldn't leave the house unless you're with me. It's a scary world out there. I'm sure you prefer staying in anyway, don't you, my little introvert? Good boy. I knew you'd like that. I will keep you safe at all costs. If I feel it's necessary for your safety, I will simply ground you and put you in lockdown. Don't worry about it too much. I know that's easier said than done, but I promise I'll do what I can to keep you safe. If I have to hire more security to protect you, I will. Though I don't want them spending too much time with my good boy. I would do it if necessary. Oh, and this is important. You only get to love me. Don't fall in love with any of the staff around the mansion, because I wouldn't like that. Yes. That's right. I love you, so it's only fair that you love me back, right? I suppose I can tolerate you being unsure if you love me back. You should realize that you definitely can't go back to your job there, you know, should you try to leave. Oh, and don't run away from me, because I will not stop until I find you. I know that you want to be here with me, so I'm not worried about you doing that. But I figured that I should let you know, just in case. Good boy. Now, why don't you get some rest, sweetheart? I'll cuddle you to sleep. Ooh, you're so flustered. It's so adorable. Shh, it's okay. I like that you're like this. You'll get more and more comfortable with me soon. I'll stay with you here tonight if you want. Oh, thank you. I just want to hold my good boy until he falls asleep. It's going to be okay. Your life is going to be so much better now, darling. Are you yawning? Goodness gracious, today wore you out. You're already so sleepy. Makes sense, I suppose. You really did have a long day. Get some rest, sweetie. No running away. No falling in love with staff. Always do what I say. Good night, my good boy. I love you.